welcome to Pursuit Church Podcast, where we give those far from God the opportunity to pursue Christ. We are so glad you are here, and wherever you're listening from, we believe God has a word for you through today's message.
Welcome everyone to Pursuit. We're so very happy that you could be with us this morning. Thank you guys for leading us into a wonderful spirit of worship in this place this morning. Before you're seated, I want to read from the book of Psalm chapter 23, just one verse, verse 5. Psalm 23, verse 5. David says, and I got King James Version, so it's going to be a little bit different. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. This morning I want to speak on running on empty. You may be seated this morning. As we all know, gas prices have been at an all-time high, and prices we've just never seen before. And lately, this seems to be the conversation among everyone, the record high gas prices. Now, I feel like there are two types of people. There are people who keep their vehicles filled up with gas, and very rarely would they ever see their gas tank on empty. They like to have gas in their tank. And then there are people who have no problem with driving on empty. In fact, it's like a thrill to them. Something about that gas light coming on, and all of a sudden they want to go everywhere. They want to drive everywhere with that gas light on. And those type of people, you know, as soon as that empty light comes on, they'll tell you, hey, don't worry, I've got like 30 miles left. They're not fazed at all by the gas light because they've been there so many times before. They know exactly how many miles they have left, and they know exactly how far they can go. It almost seems like a challenge to them. And all of a sudden, the gas light comes on, and they want to go run errands, and they want to go drive everywhere, and they want to push the last gallon of gas to the absolute limit. The gas light doesn't faze them. They have no problems with running on empty. But see, driving on empty can be dangerous. It's risky. There are adverse side effects ranging from clogged fuel filters to burned up fuel pumps. And what if you get stuck in traffic? Or what if there is an emergency? You can only get so far on empty. You can only drive so far on that last gallon of gas. It's risky to run on empty. And so there's a fuel light in our car for a reason. And there's a reason why your trip computer counts down the miles so that you can know how far you can go before it's empty. It's because it's really not a good idea to drive your car on empty. But there's something about human nature that drives some of us to push the limits, to go as far as we can go on empty before we stop and refill the tank. And just like in the physical world, there is this great spiritual temptation to run on empty. There is something inside of you that longs to be filled with the presence of God, and there's a certain spiritual longing that signifies the fact that it's time for a refilling. But there exists within our nature the desire to push things to the limit, to try to go as far as we can go on empty. Consider Naomi in the Old Testament. The scripture tells us that Naomi left the house of God full. Her tank was full when she journeyed into the land of Moab, but she didn't come home again until she was empty. It was a broken and a drained Naomi who finally limped back to the house of God. Surely there were times during her journey into the land of Moab that she recognized the fact that I do need to go home. I need to get back into the presence of God. My spirit is hurting. My spirit is depleted. My spirit is thirsty. My soul is running on empty. I need a refilling. But somehow she pushed it off. And her husband died, and as her heart was dragged down in sorrow and grief, no doubt there arose a longing to return home, but somehow she pushed it off, and she stayed in Moab, and she continued to run on empty. She continued to live and exist on empty. There were times when she knew she needed a refreshing. In her spirit, she knew she needed a refilling. She needed more, for she was running on empty, but she kept putting it off. And there in Moab, Moab was finished with Naomi. She would limp back to the house of God, broken and desolate. And she got there and proclaimed, "I left full, but I came home empty." So many times we leave full, but we find ourselves somewhere in life empty. It's risky to be empty. But the tragedy is not that we might find ourselves empty. The tragedy would be if we stayed running on empty. Naomi declared, "I left full, but I came home when I was empty." It's so important, church, that we don't stay empty. We don't allow ourselves to continue living day after day empty, but instead we come back to the presence of God. We run back to His presence. Like Naomi, we run home. We come home because we know we need a refilling of God's Spirit. We come home because we know we can't go much longer without the presence of God overflowing in our life. The Bible records the story of a time when King Saul had sent his army into a battle with a foolish vow. He declared that any man who eats anything today will pay for it with their life. Now, the battle with the courageous efforts of Jonathan did lead to a victory. However, as the battle had progressed, Saul's weary army finds itself in a grove where there was honey on the ground. And as they had moved through that grove, honey began to fall from the trees. And despite King Saul's vow, Jonathan dipped the end of his rod in the honey and refreshed himself on some much-needed nourishment and calories. The Bible says the soldiers around him were faint. They were tired from all the fighting, but they advised Jonathan of his father's command and reproached him for eating the honey. Upon hearing the foolish vow that his father had made, Jonathan cried out, "If my people would have eaten freely, there would have been a greater victory." Jonathan understood something that King Saul, his father, did not understand. Running on empty is foolish. Running on empty is risky. Just as Jonathan had cried out, I wonder if there can be heard in heaven today the sound of one crying out. I can imagine God maybe crying out, "If my people were not running on empty, there would be a greater victory. If my people weren't running on empty, there would be greater revival. The church would be thriving if my people weren't running on empty. Oh, how great the revivals would be. Oh, how influential the church would be in the world if my people weren't running on empty." Only eternity will reveal the true cost of running on empty. How many spiritual opportunities are missed because we're too spiritually depleted to recognize them or too tired to act upon them? I have walked away from certain situations and realized after the fact that I had missed a great opportunity because I was empty, because I was tired, because I wasn't full like I should have been. When we run on empty, we keep ourselves in a continual state where we have very little spiritual authority, spiritual power. It's just like when the disciples in the New Testament had tried to cast out that devil from the child. Jesus reminded them they were running on empty. Jesus said, these come out only by prayer and fasting. They're only going to come out if you're prayed up. They're only going to come out if you're full of the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, they're not going to be afraid of you if you're running on empty. They're not going to come out if you're running on empty. You're not going to find deliverance if you're running on empty. No dark spirit of the enemy is going to be intimidated by someone who is running on empty. What kind of revival would there be if the church wasn't running on empty? What kind of move of God would we see if the church wasn't running on empty? What kind of breakthrough would we see in our homes if we weren't running on empty? What kind of struggles would cease? What kind of problems would we stop having if we weren't running on empty? David said in our scripture this morning, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Now, to be in the presence of your enemies implies that you are in the middle of the battle. When a soldier is in the presence of his enemies, if he eats at all, he snatches a quick meal and then he returns to the fight. Perhaps that's where our problem lies. We tend to get so engaged in the fight that we fail to maintain our walk with God. Like Martha, we get so busy in the kitchen that we neglect the good thing. There's so much that needs to be done. If we're not careful, we leave the most important thing undone. This is why David says, in the presence of mine enemy, right in the middle of the battle, thou preparest a table. In other words, it's not a rushed event. It's not fast food. It's not an on-the-go remedy. But David said, thou preparest a table. Just as a servant does when he unfolds the tablecloth and he sets up all the decorations and displays and he prepares a giant feast. Nothing is hurried. The enemy is knocking on the door, and yet God prepares a table for his people as if they are in perfect peace. David implies that there's a banquet feast to be had in the middle of the battle. Perhaps this is why scripture speaks of a peace that passes all understanding. In the middle of the struggle, in the fervent heat of the battle, there is a rest, there is a joy, there is a peace. Even when we're surrounded by life and the struggles of life and the enemy is knocking on the door, everything on the inside is okay because God prepares a table. God is on the inside. And when I have God on the inside, when I'm full of the Holy Ghost, everything on the outside can be bad. Everything on the outside can be chaotic and crazy, but on the inside, everything's okay. Everything on the inside is at peace. On the inside, I still have joy. I still have hope because in the middle of the battle, God prepares a table. God is helping me out. God is renewing this mind. God is holding me up. See, the Spirit of God within us is renewable. It's a renewable spirit. The scripture says in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. How? By the renewing of this mind. Because the world drains us. The struggles and the battles of life wear out the soul. It is critical that we find our way into the presence of God and make sure that this mind is renewed and this spirit within us is renewed. Our walk with God requires a regular daily renewal right in the middle of the battle. We simply can't afford to go extended periods of time without the influential spirit of the Holy Ghost working in our life. We can't afford to try to manage the affairs of life without the peace and the joy and the strength that only comes from the Holy Spirit. Maybe like Naomi, you try to kid yourself and say, well, it'll get better on its own. I'm just struggling a little bit, but I'll come through eventually. Things will get better. But that's not true. Things will not get better unless we run back to the place where our soul and our mind can find some rest and some peace and some joy and some strength, because our soul is tired. The spirit within me needs refreshing. My mind needs renewing. Our inner self is crying out with desperation, get me back into the presence of God. Run back to the house of the Lord. Run back to the peace of God. There's a small passage of scripture that has always intrigued me, and it's David in Psalm 42, verse 7, saying, deep calleth unto deep. You know, first time I saw that years ago, I thought, that's deep. Deep calleth unto deep, David said. What does that mean? In the verse leading up to the statement, David says he's been thirsting for the presence of God like a deer panting for water. There's something deep on the inside that longs for something deep in the presence of God. Inside of us is a longing for the presence of the Almighty. Nothing will fix the longing within me. No amount of distractions, no amount of sports, no amount of money, no amount of career, no amount of friends, no amount of TV will fill the longing. But deep calleth unto deep. Deep calleth unto deep. I need, you need, we need to be in the presence of this Almighty God. Our spirit longs for His presence. Our mind needs renewing in His presence. For deep calleth unto deep. Deep calleth not unto television. Deep calleth not unto money. Deep calleth not unto drugs or temporary highs. But deep calleth unto deep. Deep calleth unto deep. Too long have we tried to do things on our own. Too long have we allowed life storms to toss us around. Too long have we spent time trying to fill up our life with things that will never really satisfy the longing in this soul. But our soul is crying out, deep calleth unto deep. The answer is simple. Get back into the presence of God. Get back and find some rest in His spirit. Find some peace and then some joy in His presence. Unfortunately, our world today is filled with billions of people trying to live a very shallow life. Billions are living their lives through the internet and social media online. It's not really living. It's not real experiences. It's not real life. It's shallow living. One of the worst things that ever happened to Christianity, one of the worst things that ever happened to the church, was COVID. People all of a sudden thought they could stay home and watch church online and experience church at home. But you can't be the church and stay at home. You can't be the church and stay within the confines of your home. You can't experience everything the church has for you and stay at home. You can't participate like God wants you to and stay home. You can't lay hands on the sick when you stay home. You can't actively participate in the gifts of the Spirit with the church and stay home. We can't baptize new converts when we stay home. Now, I understand the church is the body of Christ. It's not a building. It's not a room. But the church must continue to be the church. But the church can't continue to be the church if we're just isolated at home. But the church must continue to be the church by getting together in the miraculous presence of God. The church must continue to show up. The church must continue laying hands on the sick. The church must continue baptizing new converts. The church must continue praying together. The church must continue warring together. The church must continue fasting together. The church must continue to have revival. Why? Because deep calleth unto deep. Deep calleth unto deep. Deep longs for more. What kind of world are we living in when the church is running on empty and the church has quit showing up and the church has quit praying and the church has quit preaching it straight and the church has quit being the church? But we must get back to being the church, and the church doesn't run on empty. The church doesn't run on fumes. The church doesn't run with the gas light on, but the church runs full of the Holy Ghost. We need the Spirit, church, the Spirit in our worship, the Spirit in our singing, the Spirit in our preaching. We need God to take over because our soul longs for more. Our spirit longs for something deep. Deep calleth unto deep. Deep longs for deep. My spirit needs more. My mind needs refreshing. My soul needs His presence. Why should we have church like every other church in the city when we can have deep, Holy Spirit-filled church, upper room church, church like on the day of Pentecost, New Testament church, for deep still calls unto deep. My soul longs for something more. My spirit calleth unto deep. My message this morning is simple. We need refilling. It's been too long since you've got lost in the Holy Ghost. It's been too long since your heart was under the influence of the presence of God. It's been too long since you've allowed God to just search your heart. It's been too long since you've laid everything down at the altar. I know things aren't easy. I know things are hard. I know things don't make sense half of the time. I know things aren't great. I know things in the world aren't great. But why don't you let God be God? Let God do what God does. Let God pick you up. Let God stir you up. Let God strengthen you. Let God fill you up again. Let God give you peace in this world. Let God help you today. The question today is, how far can you run on empty? I have an answer. You've already gone too far. It's time for a refilling. How long can you make it on empty? It's already been too long. The Lord is here today. I believe He's prepared a table for you right in the midst of your chaos, in the midst of your life, your battle. I can hear God calling today, come and drink from the springs of living water. Come and feast from the fountains of refreshing. Come find peace today. Come find assurance. Come find some joy. Come find some peace. If you would let God be God today, church, if you would let God do what He wants to do in you today, you'll leave here proclaiming what David proclaimed, my cup runneth over. My cup runneth over. Don't you leave this place. I'm talking to everyone in this place. I'm talking to anyone watching online. Don't you leave today until you can join your voice with David and proclaim, my cup runneth over. My spirit runneth over. For deep calleth unto deep. Deep longs for deep. Let's all stand this morning. Do you feel it today? Deep calling unto deep, deep longing for something deep. The thirst and desperation of an emptiness within you that longs for more than what an antidepressant can provide, or a vacation, or anything in the world. Your soul longs for more. God is calling somebody to deep. God is speaking to someone. Don't you leave here tired. Don't you leave here exhausted. Don't you leave here empty. Don't you leave here tired. Don't you leave here the same. Don't you leave here empty. But deep calleth unto deep. Search me and you'll find me. Search me and you'll find me. I'm knocking on your door today. Open the door. I'll fill you up. I'll give you peace. I'll give you rest. I'll fill you up. Deep calleth unto deep. It's not shallow living. As they begin to sing this morning, why don't you respond to the presence of God?
Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to subscribe and share this podcast with your friends. For more information about Pursuit, visit pursuitchurchar.com. Thank you for listening, and see you next week.